faith, beliefs, and independence. Personal values and beliefs are abound in today's modern world, but with millions of opinions about what you should value and what you should believe in, how can we make our own independent decisions? Take religion, for example. With over 4,500 religious organizations worldwide, it may seem impossible to choose the right one. But if we have an accurate knowledge of our values, it can make a big life decision, like choosing your own religion, a whole lot easier. This topic interested me because it seems as if our values and beliefs are usually formed and shaped by the people close to us. I wondered if, despite these exterior influences, could we choose our own values and beliefs? I think this question is important to know because we should be able to come to our own conclusions about what we think is right or wrong. Personal values and beliefs are important for each of us to discover. Giving ourselves time to think about what we value and what our beliefs are is vital. To begin with, our values are important because they help us to grow and develop. Taking the time to know the order of priority for our values is important. This will help us make difficult decisions. The four essential values are individual, relationship, organizational, and societal values. Individual values reflect the principles you live by and what you consider important for your self-interest. Relationship values convey how you relate to other people in your life, be it friends, family, or coworkers. Organizational values display how your work ethic shows up and operates in the world. Societal values show how you or your work benefits society. If we choose to ignore these values and evaluate what they are, our mental, emotional, and physical states will suffer. In Jeffrey's article discussing how to discover your personal values and beliefs, he states, "When we don't follow our code, we escape in using bad habits to make ourselves feel better." An example of this would be of a person who values comfort over growth. Consider people who value comfort over health. Eating to feel better will cause bad eating habits which will affect their health. This proves that knowing our values is important, because if we don't, it could affect our health. Additionally, our beliefs can be powerful forces that affect our health and our ability to heal mentally. Whether personal or cultural, they influence us. They modify our behavior, or they can stimulate physiological changes in our bodies. Being a Jehovah's Witness, I know how being a part of religion can influence your decisions. For instance, an unorthodox practice of Jehovah's Witnesses is to not accept a blood fusion of any kind. They do this because in the Bible, in Acts 15 and verse 29, it says, "Abstain from blood in any form." So despite popular opinion, Jehovah's Witnesses will not accept blood transfusions, even in the face of death. Considering that our values and beliefs are important to know and follow, how can we choose our own? In Jeffrey's article, How to Discover Your Personal Values and Beliefs, he gave some simple steps to accomplish this. In summary of what he said, starting with an open mind with unbiased opinions is where we should start. Then taking the time to create a list of our own values and organizing them as to what we think is most important to us. This can help us make our own decisions if we think about what is important to us and take the time to look into what we believe. In conclusion, this question is important because we should be able to come to our own conclusions about what we think is right and wrong. Our personal values and beliefs are important for each of us to discover. Giving ourselves time to think about values and beliefs is vital. After I did my research, I asked myself, should we consider our values more important than others? Should our values always be aligned? Our values and beliefs should be something that all of us take the time to consider and ponder. If we didn't have values and opinions, they wouldn't be ours.